Bet you love that splash screen, eh? Hits the spot. Institutional evil. Have I got an example for you today? So I got a short video I'm going to show you with a Dr. Naputi, and just watch what the US government is doing to him and what it's doing to him for. So this is an exemplar of institutional evil at its most absurd and horrific. Have a look.
We made recommendations out of our practices, high-dose vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and we were making some tremendous headway in our community, actually getting on the news, getting positive press. Then all of a sudden, we got sued by the federal government for violating a law called the COVID Consumer Protection Act, which no one's ever heard of until we were served the papers on it. We had violated this law 12,555,000 times at a price tag of almost $45,000 per violation, which is a potential penalty of $500 billion. Let me say that again. I am actively being sued by the United States federal government for $500 billion for recommending vitamin D and zinc during the pandemic. Now, I've spent $4 million defending myself against our federal government. When the FTC and DOJ put out their press release about us, which was a fraudulent press release, that press release gave authority to five of my banks to debank us. So I had five banks shut our bank accounts down and freeze our assets. We had to defend my license six times successfully, by the way. We have documents during our discovery, especially from Facebook and Google, saying that the federal government did reach out to them in order to shut down our social media platforms. We were reaching about 10 to 15 million people per week. The latest study that came out November the 12th, the researchers said that if politicians and doctors would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D during the year 2020, we could have prevented 4 million cases of COVID in America alone and prevented 116,000 unnecessary deaths. So when we showed that to the federal government, they got extremely concerned that we were going to make all of this public. The government's only tactic in situations like this is to try to bankrupt the individuals involved. Now, the only one expert witness the government has, through a private investigator, we found out that this expert witness took a $9 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through Gavi to make COVID shots in 2020. When we told the federal government all of this, that they violated the Administrative Procedural Act, that they violated my civil rights, they said, look, we've drawn our sword against Dr. Naputi as the first doctor in the COVID Consumer Protection Act, and we're not putting our sword away until there's blood on it.
Blood on their sword, eh? Pure institutional evil. I think you'll agree it doesn't get much worse than that. And the funny thing is, vitamin D and, you know, zinc, these are all things you should take for any viral issue, or make sure you're high in the blood levels of them and plenty adequate. I mean, vitamin D supplements mightn't change the world, but making sure your blood level is well up around 40 nanogram per mil through eating real ancestral foods like meat, fish and eggs, getting healthy sun exposure and vasodilation, and of course vitamin D, etc. This is basic basement level stuff. Vitamin D and zinc, and he's getting gone after in this horrific manner. So, like I said, pure evil. And that clip came from a Twitter space that I presented briefly at the other night, and it's 5 hours long. I'll put the link down below. Fascinating group of great, great people, doctors, professors, who are impacted by censorship, abuse, and all kinds of personal attacks over the past few years, and all originating ultimately from institutional corruption. So my little piece just goes through how I was impacted, and I'll say up front, I was less impacted than many of these great people who had licenses kind of revoked, who had massive attacks on their banking, and just a whole horrific medley of horror show institutional corruption. But anyway, here's my piece.
Yeah, I'll keep it to 3 minutes. Yeah, I actually went out very early on, and in April I interviewed Tucker Goodrich, who was in charge of the risk management for Wall Street firm for SARS-1. So a really smart guy. And our interview in April showed clearly from his data that in Italy, the lockdown came after the curve had turned. But that was left up. Tucker recently said to me, I don't know how you avoided being banned. So I'll speak on that. The big thing for me happened in September 2020. I did a viral video. It hit 1.8 million views in around a week and a half. It got a half page in the New York Times. And that's when the hammer came down. Not because I was incorrect, because I recently reviewed everything I said in that 30-minute video, and I was correct on everything, for what it's worth. But I got 12 or 14 videos taken down over the following week, including that one. So basically, as David mentioned, it was not about correct, incorrect. It was nothing to do with that. It was purely political and driven from the insane machine that had been set in motion. I got knocked off LinkedIn. I got back on because I submitted the video showing how I was correct in everything I said. And then I got knocked off again. I've never got back on. And I think LinkedIn is actually one of the worst, probably because it's owned by Billy via Microsoft and because it's a professional platform. And it's even more important for them to not have professionals discussing reality. And Twitter, I actually never got banned and I got hardly any problems. And I'm not sure why that was the case. Perhaps by sticking ruthlessly to data with references, I'm not sure. Maybe I have a friend in there. Facebook is a joke. I've been knocked off Facebook multiple times. But the whole journey, I mean, recently YouTube, just if people aren't aware, a couple of months ago, they quietly dropped a few bans or rules. One of them was you are now allowed to question lockdown efficacy and you are actually now allowed to question vaccine efficacy. I'll finish with what they've left there. They've left one global rule. You are not allowed to compare COVID to the flu or to a cold or to question severity. And of course, they can use that rule on any video they want. So this is the problem. It's nothing to do with truth. And I think, you know, people need to realize it was all set in motion in advance. We had Event 201. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a reality. They focused heavily on censorship being required if there was a coronavirus epidemic in the next 50 years or maybe next month. And it was preordained. And the last thing I'll say is I had a friend very connected to Google and the tech companies, an IT guy, and he removed his videos in April 2020. And he told me off the record, he'd heard from the inside that the way this was going to run, no one would be allowed to question or discuss it, and they'd lose their accounts. And he got that in early April from the inside, and he took all his videos down. And at the time, I thought, come on. But it turned out to be true. Thank you.
So that was it. Tip of the iceberg, really. I wanted to stick to the 3 minutes or so. And I didn't mention that my various institutions I'm members of and accredited by all got massive attack as well. And I had to deal with ethics boards and I submitted my response and the cases were thrown out of court immediately. But I was lucky because I'm in engineering institutions and project management institutions. And they're actually not really corrupt and they go by the data. So I was okay. But there you have it. I'm just showing you what legacy media simply won't anymore. I mean, that suing case there is obviously great piece of news. Not great news, but obviously news. It's nowhere on the media. Why aren't they showing everyone that people are getting sued for massive amounts for simply suggesting that supplements and key vitamins and minerals are kept adequate in the face of viral issues or any issue? They simply won't cover it. It doesn't quite fit with the narrative, so it never hits the newspaper. So thanks to everyone who continues to support me to get information out, to let you guys out there know what's actually going on in the world, because the legacy media at this stage is an absolute joke, as I'm sure many of you or most of you will agree. So thanks so much everyone for continued support, and if anyone new can get on board to get technical journalism and awareness out there to people who deserve to know. Thank you.